Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, in velvet. Be enough, in velvet. Be enough, in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. Yay, it's Monday. Okay, well, my name is Toray. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. Tonight, our subject matter is a pretty popular one, seems as of late. Lots of people asking me, texting me, messaging me, sending me emails about this subject matter, which is all about how to get rid of negative energy, how to clear. And so I hope those people who were asking are listening to the show. So we're going to talk about how you can get stuck and how to unstick yourself, how many areas in your life might be clogged. It's not always just, you know, yourself. It could be energy in your home, your car, your office, your business. We're all energy. That's what this is. We are all energy. Everything is energy. So, you know, if you think about it, like there was a show many years ago on PBS, Mr. Rogers, and he used to come into the house and take off his outside jacket and his work shoes, and he'd change into his sneakers and his sweater, and, you know, and he'd sing "It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood," and he'd drop all his worries and his cares about the working world, and he'd come in the door, change clothes, and be all about his comfy home and all his special things that he had to look forward to. So there's a visual for you, and it's a way of letting go of things in your day. Just so we know, we can let go of that energy anytime we want. We do not have to hold on to our day and recycle that story of if it was a bad scenario at work or with a friend and so on. We don't have to keep recycling that energy anymore. We're done with it. It's done. So chalk it up for, you know, whatever it is. We're experiencing Mercury retrograde. I was listening to my mother talk today, and my brother and I were at her house, and we're listening to her, and she's telling us all the bad things that happened. And I said, well, that's all over now, right? Because tomorrow's another day, and we'll drag that out no more. So that's even just sharing, pushing along, nudging along our loved ones to let go and say, yes, hey, could have been worse, but thank goodness it wasn't. So, you know, we look forward to the better times ahead. So we've got people calling into the show. Yay, I'm on chat as well. If you're looking, oh, I see Aloha, Jay. Aloha. And, oh, look, a showtime is spelled with an A in the beginning. Sorry. Fast typing, no glasses. Yes. So anyway, you know, I just did an online class with this subject matter at the Mystic Halls of Knowledge, which is every 2 weeks. The only exception is in the month of October. It's once this next month because it's a busy month for psychic people like me. So if you're learning how to do things by online, I applaud you because I can't always be where you are. You can't always be where I am. So Skype and FaceTime, they're your friends in this way. So check out my page on venusinvelvet.com. Learn how you can be a part of the school. I don't close it off and say, oh, you started too late, because there's something for everyone. And I'm going to take our first caller in the 780. I think I know who this is. Hello.
Hey, Venus. It's very great talking to you.
Hey, it's my Canadian friend. And is it, I'm trying to remember, Joe?
Jay.
What is it? Jay. See, I have a Jay in my head. There we go. Oh, Jay, how are we this evening?
I'm doing fine. Just listening to your show. It was a pleasure to talk to you. So great subject you're talking about.
Thank you. thank you. And, you know, I've got an ebook that's coming out. I have one already, and I'm going to release 3 at one time so people have an idea of what it is that I teach, and they can have it very affordable online to them.
Okay.
So my class, thank you. And it's just something I've worked towards, and I kept saying, I'm going to write my books, I'm going to write my books. And so my little ebooks are the starting process of the big book that comes out from the cosmic teachings. So, yes. So have you ever experienced any situations where you've had to deal with spiritual cleansing or psychic cleansing, Jay?
Yeah, just recently. I was about a month ago. I was actually spiritually bullied at a meetup group. And it was really interesting. I gave that person a hug, and then he took his finger and just knocked me on my third eye and said, you know, be less serious and things like that. But it really kind of shook me up a little bit because it brought up a lot of stuff from maybe the past, too, and how to address it with the meetup person and why I actually confronted him actually at another get-together, but I really told him I felt. And then I expressed it to the person who was in charge of the meetup group. So, you know, if he's not gone, I'm gone, basically. And so he's banned from the meetup group. But
no one expects that from a hug, you know? Isn't that just so odd? It's a hug.
It is weird.
Now, who hugs in anger? Who sends that kind of energy out with a hug? Nobody.
Well,
that's just, well, he did, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
nobody thinking clearly, and yes, and understanding issues with negativity and boundaries, and, you know, what you send out, you get back times 3, as we all know in the magical world. And so, yeah, wow, that's wild. You know, so how did you clear all that? Of course, you voiced it, which was a very good thing. You addressed it, you voiced it. So did you clear yourself energetically?
Yeah, I did some smudging and stuff. But what I did is just let it be, just feel it. I didn't bury it. Just felt mad about it. So.
Right. Wow. And what Jay is talking about is also when you say smudge myself with sage. If you can get a sage stick or an ashtray or an abalone shell with loose sage, you light it and you work it all over with the wafting of the energy of the smoke all through around your person and your energy, and you release all that. You take it down to the ground. And you just, I tell my students, just release, release, release. You know, or you can say clear and just work on clearing that, or I release this negative energy from my vibration. So that is a wise thing to do. Immediately, if you have an issue with something kind of bothering you, that's someone else's energy, their stuff. And then generally, you know, that's how toxic people are. They have stuff, and they just want to, like, spew it out to others. And then, you know, you take on that energy, even unknowingly sometimes. You can shield yourself till the cows come home, and sometimes it's just you get caught very unexpectedly. Yes. So one of the other things that I was going to talk about with clearing, with shielding, different tools that someone might use for this. If, you know, here's some of the questions I ask. If you know you need to clear or cleanse, if you ever feel exhausted, or you sick a lot or sad a lot, do you have poor eating habits or make poor lifestyle choices? And do you feel this more around work or home or certain people? And if you feel unmotivated to do anything, even when you come home or you go into work and you're unmotivated, you might be stuck. You might have a lot of stuff you need to clear and cleanse, you know. So, but, well, thank you for sharing that, Jay. Yeah, I just want to put you back out on the headset for now?
Yeah, sure. I've got other questions to ask, you know, psychic ones or anything like that, because it's just a really good, I think right now, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world and things like that, and
that's
about to happen, and I think we got to just feel that. I don't think we can actually bury stuff anymore, so.
We have to clear it. We just have to let it be, and just realize that as tragedy happens, all we can do is release it and heal it, send healing to it, you know?
That's right.
And we've had such a traumatic past 2 days in the world with, you know, more negativity and people bombing, and that's not the answer. War is never the answer. Causing hurt or pain is never the answer to make a point, you know? If someone is very negative and violent and they say, I'm just trying to make my point, and they slam their fists and do it, just get away from those people, because that's not making a point. That's showing, expressing your anger. And that's not a point. That's someone else's point. So, well, thank you. And, oh, did you have a question, Jay? I'm so sorry.
No questions, no psychic ones,
okay.
Or anything. But it's good. It's just put me on hold or put me on.
Sure,
back.
I'll put you on the headset. Yeah. Thank you for calling
okay.
in again. Now I'll have to remember.
It was great
Jay
talking
was in
to
my
you.
Head. Same here.
Yeah. Thanks, Venus.
Namaste. Well, bye-bye.
Namaste.
Okay, and then I've got another caller. We're going to take a real quick break. We're going to learn a little more about clearing and cleansing and letting go and some rituals that I teach. I'll share one with you in particular. So if you've got negativity in your home or around your person or in your life, we'll stick around and we'll talk about it and learn what we need to learn to release it and send it out and heal it and clear. Belly dance, and oh, I'm getting so excited. I was breaking out all my purple and looking at my wardrobe and even my purple coin belt and for belly dancing, and we're getting ready for the witch's ball. It's in just, the countdown is on, folks, October 21st. Yes, I prepare early. Why? Because I have a laundry list of things I have to do with this ball, which is my passion. I throw it every year. I host it every year, or hostess it. And it's all about community getting together and celebrating. And there's ritual every year, and, you know, dancing and food and drinking and vendors and fun and all just many, many magical, mystical and fun things. And this year is no exception to the rule with the Orlando Belly Dance Troupe. And they are coming and doing some shows, stopping kind of performances. So get on Facebook, look up the event, or go to my website and you get your tickets early. The clock is ticking for those great deals. So we're talking about banishing negativity and clearing out, cleansing energy. Some of you might use sage. Some of you may not know that rosemary is a special herb as well. You can blend it in with your sage, use rosemary oil. How about when you just clean your house? Don't you feel so much better when you clean your house? You mop the floor, vacuum the carpet, you scrub your toilets and sinks and showers, the mirrors. All of that matters. Wiping down your stove, your refrigerator, everything, every room matters. So first level of clearing and cleansing, and how about pitching? And that's the second level, getting rid of things you don't need anymore. Boy, there's nothing that sticks up energy faster and stuffs up your head, your creativity, and your peace of mind. How many of you have things all over your floor in your bedroom? and have clutter all through your bedroom, stacks of books or things by your bed or electronic devices. You've got to simplify. Let some of this go back to special spaces, sacred spaces. So rosemary is another cleanser. And then there is one for fumigation. There are several things I put in my ebook, but this one is on fumigation with camphor, C-A-M-P-H-O-R, camphor. And I discuss how camphor is used in depth in this ebook. And, you know, camphor in a little container in each room, away from, of course, the hands of children and animals or, you know, the reach of, can evaporate a lot of the energy that you might feel is negative and overwhelming, that you can't seem to figure out how it's come to you or why it's in the area you're in. So cleaning your car, cleaning your office, your business space, all important. You can fumigate in all those places as well. But remember, when we empty out, we have to replace it with something blessed, something positive, and lifting up your spirits. Lavender is the highest vibration. So if you burn lavender, my friend, you are going to feel peace once you clean and cleanse. And don't forget to take a shower and wipe all that off of you, because you're picking up like a magnet sometimes if you don't know how to shield while you're cleansing. And those are some quick techniques. I'm going to take one call here, and then we're going to get into a ritual before we do the, well, we'll do the calendar and we'll do the ritual. So I'm going to take this caller in the 646. Hello.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, you have something on in the background very loud. I can
okay,
barely
so
hear you.
Yeah, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me just take you off the speaker right now.
Okay. Hi.
All right. Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. And what's on your mind, Kimberly?
Okay, I just wanted to ask you, what's a good ritual or something to kind of cleanse out the past and make way for the new?
Well, you know, we just had the full moon. And we had all this energy of, like, release, letting go. And this is a great time to start doing that and preparing for your new. So you want to, you said your question exactly was, say that again.
Oh, how to just to get rid of the old and bring in the new.
Okay.
I'm kind of going through
okay.
an employment phase right now. And I want to get
right.
the jobs right now that I really want.
Okay. In your money corner, because I do teach feng shui, the money corner of your home, which is the far back left, I teach traditional style, okay? So the far back left corner of your home is your money corner. So what room is that for you?
Okay, I'm in a studio apartment, so I'm walking right now to the far back, and I'm going to turn to the left side. The left
mm-hmm.
side, it goes, it's like big near the sink. I have like a little sanctuary set up where I'm trying to target my dream job. So I have a brown candle, a copy of a few Fortune 500 companies, and a magnet.
Okay, you're doing well there. Okay, one of the things I want you to remember is, if you're going to invoke the new, the green energy and the gold energy are wonderful to call in for, you know, a higher source of money, finances, okay? So you're going to do that first. Make sure
okay.
you put some green and gold. It doesn't always have to be a candle. You could add it to your altar or to your sacred space there. Something green,
okay.
something gold. And you could even visualize or have a energy of a rainbow, like a, you know, like the pot of gold.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So some
okay.
kind of visual like that there. And you want, and I always say there's a money, what we call like the money jar. So if there's a tray or a little pot that you could put the money in, like coins, and
yes.
just building and just adding to that, just that you're building your money. So even if it's only like pennies a day or, you know, quarters or whatever, dollars, just putting it in that sacred space, you're building the money. So if you've cleansed the area, even before you do this, you might want to just give one more big wafting of sage and clearing and cleansing. Let it roll around for a little while, okay? And then open your windows and let it out, clear it. Bring in some sweet smelling energy of sweet, like fresh flowers, or and then some lavender or something. And then you're going to bring that energy in with the green and the gold and a little rainbow with a pot of gold. So you're visualizing bringing in the more of the new money, the bigger money, the better job connected to that. That is what I would recommend after you fumigate, after you clear, cleanse, rebalance the energy. Okay, Kimberly? I don't know if
Hello, Kimberly. Hello. My phone actually disconnected. Okay. I did hear part of what you said, but what I can do is actually when the show ends, go back into the archive and just replay it again.
Thank you. You are so wise, and I wish you the best, and I wish you well, and many blessings. And if you want this to go a little faster, blow a little cinnamon in that corner, okay?
Oh, you know what? I most certainly will. But you want me to cleanse everything first, correct?
Yes, cleanse it.
Okay,
make
so
sure
I
all
do have sage.
Okay. Out of that. Yes.
All
okay.
Right. Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Lovely speaking with you, Kimberly. Thank you for calling the show.
Okay. All righty. Bye bye. You could send
bye-bye.
Me sage.
She was talking to somebody. I knew someone was in the background, too. Well, it was very nice to hear that, because so many people, when they clear, they don't know what to do next. We have to balance that energy and bring in what we desire with passion. So speaking of passion, let's look at the calendar really quickly before we get into that ritual. The calendar. Okay, this Wednesday, as I open up my calendar, this Wednesday at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford, I will be there by appointment doing readings or clearing energy, rebalancing your chakras, past life work as well. You know, I am a palmist as well as a spiritual reader and tarot reader. So I am there. The shop is open from 10 to 6. I am there by appointment only at lunasoulesoterica.com. Or you can go onto my website and you can connect with me and make the appointment. Okay. Now, where am I? Why did I say Wednesday? It's Thursday. Oh, okay. So anyway, sorry about that. But Friday, I will be at Universal Studios Friday night for Halloween Horror Nights. Yes, I'm reading at Halloween Horror Nights. It's not always the same thing going on. Every year, it's something new. The Exorcist folks. Okay, I'm not into gore, but I like Universal, and, you know, I love them, and they're great. And they've been very good to me over the years, so I can't complain. And, I will stay in my little area. And so I hope you stop by and say hello. Okay, and then Saturday, of course, at Luna Soul Esoterica, so that'll be the Thursday, not Wednesday. And then Saturday is our Fall Equinox Maybon Festival from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'll be doing mini readings and half-hour sessions only, and I hope you stop by. We have many gifted people there and healing going on as well. So, that is the calendar coming up for this week. So I do hope that you get the chance to connect with me. I get to connect with you. We're going to do this ritual because we've got 6 minutes left. So this is one after you've done all of the cleansing. You know, if you understand what the cross of light is in calling and invoking in energies once you've cleansed, this is really, really important because you're bringing in the spiritual practice of banishing anything negative and bringing in all white light energy. So is the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. And some people get freaked out by the word pentagram. You go look it up and see all the meanings of the pentagram. You may have a different view on it all once you read, you do your homework. But the one that I'm sharing with you tonight is one that I worked with years ago when I was releasing an old life. and I was just kind of, at the end of the night, I was still a little anxious because I was no longer married. I was no longer with the same job. There were a lot of changes in my life going on in that time frame. So I was living on my own in my house that I still have today. And, you know, I would listen to relaxing music, try to relax from crown down to my feet in bed. I would white light every room in my home. I would take my mind in my mind's eye, and I would just, you know, breathe in the white light, fill myself up with it and around me all white light. And then my mind's eye would touch every room in every part of my house with white light energy, because I'm filling it with the white light of love and divine energy, keeping all harm and negativity out. And then I invoked four angels, four guardians around my home and to the four corners, the four directions. And then I invoked Archangel Michael, the head, you know, archangel, and asked him to watch over my home. And I would visualize seeing these guardians and angels, and some people use wards, charges, to protect their home. I would ask that to protect my home while I sleep and the surrounding area. And I asked Archangel Michael to watch over me after I just cleared everything, taken a shower, relaxed, because this is about relaxing your energy and starting anew. So I even did so many full moon rituals this weekend. We had two moons. We had a silver moon and an orange moon, so silver and gold. So a lot of energy going through. I was at my cauldron, did a drum circle, so even that night I came home, my whole essence was vibrating. I was truly shaking out. I laid on the bed even after I came home, showered. My bed was even rumbling because it was like saying, let's release it all and let's bring in all this beautiful new energy. So I implore you to take time to look around in your life and see what needs clearing. How can you wipe it away? And let's smudge it. Let's, even in our mind's eye, let's white light it and clear all that energy or nervous energy. And I want you to rebalance it with new energy, beautiful, brilliant white light of love and divine protection. See yourself happier. See yourself healed. Visualize yourself healthier, wealthier, even more spiritually awakened. And I was at a meetup where we were talking over dinner about upping our spiritual game. Our spiritual game, not our game, sorry. Spiritual game. So I said, well, I'm going to clear my altar, clear some things around my home, and release some of the stuffy energy. And so I can open up in my meditation room to higher vibrations, higher meditation. And, you know, it truly happened on Friday night. I totally went into the astral in a meditation. So I implore you to use these techniques. Try your best to clear out the things you don't need anymore. Let them go. Send them off to heal. And then bring in this beautiful new energy. So next time we talk, I hope that you have good stories for me. And look forward to talking to you soon. Look for the third ebook to come out, venusinvelvet.com. And then I'll release the trilogy together. And I wish you well and many blessings to you. Namaste.